Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, Harvard economist and the chief economist with the American Institute of Architecture. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you very much.
It's good to talk to you here right before the 4th of July. I saw where the billing index just came out. We'll cover that. But I guess first, right off the bat, let me ask you, when you look at the economy overall, what's your view? Is your glass half empty or is your glass half full?
Well, you know, I think things are moving in the right direction. We've had generally strong growth on the employment front, had a kind of a weak reading last month, but hopefully they'll recover. Construction sector strong. You know, I think the big concern, Kemp, and the big story over the last week has been the UK exiting from the European Union, and I think we're still trying to figure out what that means for the U.S. economy. The U.K. is not a big trading partner of ours necessarily, so not a direct effect, but I think there's a lot of indirect effects that we're still trying to sort out and see what they're going to mean for the outlook. The Fed has pretty clearly said that they're going to hold rates steady for a while till international conditions sort themselves out. So we're in a bit of a holding period now, I think, trying to read the tea leaves.
Yeah, I've looked into this. I mean, it's going to take probably 2 years for them to get this process done should they continue to try to move away. You know, they are big trading partners with China, so if this stagnates the European economy, China's probably going to put more focus on us, wouldn't you say?
I would say so. You know, I think we're all focusing on the direct effect, and there's a lot of indirect effects that we haven't really been able to get an accurate reading on yet. So this is going to take a while to unwind, I think, in terms of what it really means for the, you know, the U.S. outlook and, quite frankly, the international economic outlook.
For what we're talking about today, both the housing business and the commercial construction business is somewhat driving the economy right now, isn't it?
Yeah, we're finally in the sweet spot of the construction cycles. Residential market, multifamily has been extremely strong, but we're starting to see some good solid numbers coming out of the single family market. Commercial market has been very healthy, offices, retail, hotels, and we're on that side starting to see some strength on the institutional side, education, healthcare, government facilities. So, yeah, we've been waiting several years for these numbers to line up, but it looks like they finally have.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this billing index. Yeah, there is some seasonality to the billing index, so before we jump up and down too much, it looks like that this number, 53.1 for May, was about where it was about the same time last year. So it does tend to come up in the middle of the summer, doesn't it?
Well, we do seasonally adjust it, Kemp, so we try to sort that out of it, but there's still seasonal patterns that swamp that. So we've had, you know, like we've seen in the broader economy, a slower first quarter, even when you make those seasonal adjustments than you would expect, and we're seeing the same thing in our billings index. So we had a pretty weak first quarter in 2016, but the numbers are coming back, as you suggest, and the numbers we're seeing now are about what we were seeing in the middle of last year. I think the main number is actually the strongest growth number we've seen since last July. So that's encouraging. It looks like there's still a little more life in the, you know, design activity at architecture firms, and every time there's more, you know, when there's more design activities, I mean, there's more construction activity down the road, so we still have some growth to look forward to.
Yeah, we just came back from NeoCon a couple weeks ago in Chicago, and that's the interior finishes show that's held up there, the merchandise mart, and attendance was up 6%, and people throughout the place, they were talking about active projects, so I can tell you there's a lot of energy in that sector.
Yeah, like I say, I think we're finally seeing some really strong numbers, and I think for that reason we're starting to see the concern on the other side of the market. You know, are some of these sectors too strong? Are we overbuilding on the multifamily side? Do we have enough labor out there to continue to support the growth that we hope to see in the market? You know, we're going to get financing for projects in the future. Those are somewhat better concerns than we've been dealing with for the last 4 or 5 years, but you whack one mole down and another one pops up, I guess.
That's right. All right, well, let's look at it real quick. Before we leave this topic, let's look at the regionality of it. It looks like the Midwest had a score just below 50, and looks like the West and the South were the two strongest regions, right?
You know, I think we're reverting back to kind of what the market looked like before the downturn. The Sun Belt, the South and the West are the areas, regions of the country that are seeing the most population growth, strongest levels of immigration, the strongest economic growth. They were hammered during the downturn because there was a lot of overbuilding in those sectors when the music stopped last time. But they're coming back now, and I think that's a trend we're likely to see for the next several years. We're likely to see the growth return to those Sunbelt sectors.
Okay, well, let's move over to another area, change your hat and put on your Joint Center for Housing Studies, and let's look more at the residential business. I saw a report. You guys put out a report every year. It looks like you publish one at the end of June. And one of the things you're pointing to there is the inequity of income, and that's an issue, isn't it?
You know, it's been a big issue in our economy, and we're starting to see it show up in the housing sector. You know, what it's been doing is there's been, as I mentioned, strength on the multifamily side, strong on the rental side of the market, and it's really driving up rents and making rents unaffordable for a large segment of the population. And even on the new construction side, you know, we're seeing a lot of upper-end homes built, but very difficult to build homes for more in the affordable category for first-time buyers, particularly for those households that have seen stagnant incomes over the last several years. So exactly, we're seeing this income inequality show up in terms of, you know, a growing affordability, a growing housing affordability problem for large segments of the population.
One little subset of what you guys do over there is you publish this LIRA, which is the leading indicator for remodel activity, and that actually looks pretty strong through the end of this year, doesn't it?
That's been very healthy. We're calling for growth rates really bumping up against 10%, you know, and could get into the double-digit rate or near it as we move through the remainder of 2016 and into 2017. And I think it's a reflection of house prices that are largely recovered, people building up some equity in their homes and reinvesting that back in their homes. So, you know, after that market was a bit dampened down during the downturn, we're starting to see that move back up again, too.
All right, so things seem pretty solid to the end of this year. What do you think is going to happen in 2017?
You know, I think more of the same. I'm hoping more of the same. I mean, I think that's why we keep watching out for dark clouds on the horizon. I think the construction market, because it was so late coming to the party for this economic cycle, still has a lot more growth potential. You know, we're building 1.1, 1.2 million homes a year. Kemp, we should be building 1.6, 1.7 million, so we've got a lot of upward potential there. The building side of the market, we're still 20, 30% below kind of the 30, 40-year average for building activity. So, you know, a lot of potential there if everything else plays along. As long as the national economy and international economies stay afloat, you know, I think we're going to see some good, strong numbers kind of coming out of construction for at least the next 18 months or so.
And what role will the presidential election have in any of this, do you think?
You know, I think that's hard to tell. You know, I haven't really gotten into nailing down domestic policy yet. You know, I think that there's probably more than the normal share of uncertainty now as to how things are going to shape up post-election. I'm not sure we're going to see that resolved until the election's over, but hopefully it won't keep too many folks on the sideline, you know, waiting to see what's going to happen.
All right. Well, Carmen, I appreciate your analysis of the economy. It's great to talk to you. Have a great 4th of July break. Again, been talking to Kermit Baker, a Harvard economist and chief economist with the American Institute of Architecture, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.